5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
In 2017, a woman named Sarah Carbaugh told police she'd seen a man walking down County Road 300 north near Delphi. She described him as muddy and wearing a tan jacket. In 2022, Detective Tony Liggett swore under oath in an affidavit used to search Richard Allen's home, the catalyst for this warrant, that Carbaugh described the man as muddy and bloody, wearing a blue jacket. Tan became blue, muddy became muddy and bloody, and according to the defense, that's not a typo. It's not a memory lapse. That's alleging that a detective changed a witness's statement in a sworn document to get a search warrant signed. Yeah. Basically altering reality to fit your narrative to go after someone that really doesn't have anything to go after, but because you've exhausted all your options and all the obvious choices here for people to prosecute, this case has a lot of them, that you made shit up to get that warrant signed. That's the allegation. And if that's true, if the defense's allegations hold up, then everything that followed was fruit of a poisoned tree. The gun they seized, the bullet comparison that led to the arrest, the 13 months of solitary confinement, the confessions from a man declared gravely disabled, all of it flows from these lies, from this warrant. Yeah. We're going to go through all of it. What was the genesis of this warrant. What tall tales were told to go after Richard Allen? We're going to break it down. This is from the new appellate brief that has been filed in the Richard Allen case, basically them saying, hey, here's why this case was effed from the beginning. Either we reverse this ruling or he gets a new trial. It's some pretty strong arguments here. We're going to go about the warrant in this video. Give me your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube if you're not already there. Find us, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi is where we are at. And by the time you watch this, we might have reached 100,000 followers. Very likely. We're like on the precipice. So if you have already pressed subscribe, thank you so much. If you've not already, join us and press subscribe. Thank you for doing that. We greatly appreciate it. What I'm about to walk you through comes from Richard Allen's appellant's brief. These are the defense's allegations. The state will respond, but if even half of what they're claiming is accurate, this warrant should never have been signed. So let's walk about what Detective Liggett allegedly told a judge, what the witnesses actually said, and why the defense is arguing this case should have been dead on arrival. A search warrant isn't a rubber stamp. It's supposed to mean something. The Fourth Amendment exists because the founders understood that the government shouldn't be able to kick down your door on a hunch. You need probable cause. You need to swear to it under oath. You need to tell a judge the truth. That's the deal. You lie in that affidavit, you leave out facts that would change the judge's mind, and the warrant is unconstitutional. Everything seized gets suppressed. That's not a technicality. That's the Constitution working as intended. In this case, the warrant is the entire foundation. Without it, no gun. Without the gun, no bullet match. Without the bullet match, no arrest. Without the arrest, Richard Allen doesn't spend 13 months in a hole losing his mind. Without that, there are no confessions. The defense is arguing the foundation was rotten from the start, and let me show you why. On October 13th of 2022, Detective Tony Liggett applies for a warrant to search Richard Allen's home. His conclusion? Allen is bridge guy. Allen is the man in Liberty German's video. Allen is the last person to see those girls alive, despite all the evidence pointing to him not being the man. His evidence? According to the affidavit, multiple witnesses saw a man on the trails wearing a blue jacket. Betsy Blair saw him on the High Bridge platform. Sarah Carbaugh saw him leaving the area, muddy and bloody, in a blue jacket. Two witnesses saw a car parked oddly at the old CPS building, and their diagrams matched, implying it was Allen's car. And Allen himself admitted wearing a blue or black Carhartt with a hood and head covering, just like Bridge Guy, when he recalled what he was wearing almost 6 years prior. Reading that, the judge would think, okay, consistent descriptions, multiple witnesses, the suspect's own admissions, probable cause, sign the warrant. It sounds solid, doesn't it? And if you were presented that, if you were a judge, you'd be like, yeah, here you go. Signature. Go get what you're going to get. Except according to the defense, almost none of that is accurate. And what Liggett allegedly left out kind of changes everything. So let's start with Betsy Blair. Blair was on the trails that day. She saw a man standing on the first platform of the Monon High Bridge. She believes he was Bridge Guy. So far, so good. But Blair didn't just say blue jacket. 3 days after the murder, she sat down with a sketch artist and gave a detailed description. White male, early 20s, medium build, brown, curly, poofy hair. She knew what she saw. The artist drew what she described. Blair looked at it and rated it 10 out of 10 for accuracy. That's the guy. In 2019, Detective Liggett himself interviewed Blair. She stood by her description. 20s, early 30s maybe, no facial hair, youthful, boyish looking, poofy hair like the sketch. She gave it a 9 out of 10. She said she could identify Bridge Guy if she ever saw him again. Richard Allen, the man that they convicted on this, in February of 2017, was 44 years old, 5'6", short, closely cropped hair. He looks nothing like that sketch. Nothing. But according to the appeal, Leggett took Blue Jacket and left out the rest. The judge who signed that warrant never saw the state's own eyewitness described someone who doesn't remotely match the man they wanted to search. They believed Leggett was telling the truth, was being an honest, active investigator in this crime, not making shit up to get a warrant signed. The defense argues that's not an oversight. They say that's cherry-picking evidence to fit a premeditated conclusion. And if that's what took place, that's exactly what happened. And Blair described the car, too. She said a vehicle parked oddly at the old CPS building when she left the trails. According to the appeal, she said it had sharp angles like a 1965 Ford Comet. She said it was a nondescript color, but specifically not black. Terry Wilson, another witness, also saw a car at the CPS lot around 2:10 p.m. According to the appeal, he described a purple PT Cruiser or a small SUV-type vehicle. Leggett told the judge that Blair and Wilson both drew diagrams, and their diagrams matched as to area and manner. The implication, they saw the same car. Allen's car. Here's the problem. Richard Allen drove a 2016 black Ford Focus hatchback. Blair said not black, sharp angles like a vintage Comet. Wilson said purple PT Cruiser or small SUV. Neither of those looks like a black Ford Focus or is a black Ford Focus in any way, shape, or form. But the judge didn't know that. The judge who signed the warrant didn't know that. According to the defense, the judge was told the diagrams matched. The judge wasn't told that neither witness described anything close to the suspect's actual vehicle. Yeah. So if you make a bunch of shit up, you can get a warrant, sure. But that's if you make a bunch of shit up. Let's get to Sarah Carbaugh. This is where the defense argues it crosses the line. Carbaugh reported seeing a man walking west on County Road 300 north away from the trails. The state's theory is that this was Allen fleeing after committing the murders. And if true, it's damning. Leggett's affidavit says Carbaugh described the man as wearing a blue-colored jacket and being muddy and bloody. Blue jacket, muddy and bloody. That sounds like a killer leaving a crime scene. That sounds like Bridge Guy. But according to the appeal, that's not what Carbaugh said. Her original interview in 2017, conducted 4 months after the murders, the defense cites the actual recording. On it, Carbaugh reportedly described the man as muddy. Bloody is not part of the equation. Not bloody, not mentioned. And wearing a tan jacket. Not blue, tan. So where did Blue Jacket, Muddy and Bloody come from? According to the defense, Leggett changed it. They allege tan became blue to match the Bridge Guy narrative and the other witness descriptions. They allege muddy became muddy and bloody to make it sound like someone fleeing a double murder. If the defense's allegations are accurate, that's not an omission, that's a fabrication. It's a law enforcement officer altering evidence in a sworn affidavit to manufacture probable cause. But there's more Leggett allegedly left out. According to the appeal, when Leggett interviewed Betsy Blair in 2019, she addressed Carbaugh's description directly. Blair told him the man she saw on the bridge was not the same person Carbaugh described walking down the road. Two different people. Blair was very clear about that. And here's the thing, the Indiana State Police agreed. They agreed. In April of 2019, ISP issued a press release with Blair's sketch. They explicitly stated that the man Blair saw and the man Carbaugh saw are not the same person. They said Blair's sketch represents the face of Bridge Guy. So law enforcement publicly acknowledged these were different individuals. Leggett's own witness told him they were different individuals. And then according to the defense, Leggett writes an affidavit implying all the witnesses saw the same guy, Allen. I know. If you're the judge, you're like,
You wouldn't even like, this shouldn't even be crossing your mind. You're not thinking, oh, the investigators are going to be making shit up and presenting it to me. The defense argues that's not sloppy police work. They say it's constructing a narrative and hiding everything that contradicts it. What about Allen's own statements? Leggett claims Allen admitted wearing a blue or black Carhartt with a hood and head covering, matching bridge guy. That sounds, yeah, okay. Except according to the appeal, that's not what Allen said. According to reality, it is not what Allen said. When investigators asked Allen what he was wearing, and this is on video, he was wearing 5.5 years earlier. What he was wearing 5.5 years earlier. They're trying to ask him this. So let me ask you, just for perspective here, if I asked you what you were wearing 5.5 years ago on a day you took a walk, what's your response going to be? Are you going to be sure? His response was pretty freaking honest. I don't remember. Which is what any honest person would say. He lists jackets that he owned. And in Indiana in winter, and you're male, and if you go outdoors in any way, shape, or form, the odds of having a Carhartt are pretty freaking high. So he lists jackets he owned. He didn't say, I was wearing this that day. He says, in my closet is this. If you own multiple jackets, you better hope you will never be accused of a murder in Delphi. Because if you happen to own multiple jackets and one of them happens to resemble it, even though you said you weren't necessarily wearing it that day, well, that's just hard evidence right there. I'm thinking of all the jackets I have in my closet. I could probably fit plenty of murder scenes with the multiple jackets that I own, because I have all sorts of colors and types and sizes from the last 2 decades. So Allen says he owns a blue Carhartt, a black Carhartt, off-brand sweatshirts, hoodies, fleece. He mentions keeping a skull cap in his jacket pocket. He's got a lot of coats. He never said, I was wearing a blue Carhartt that day. He said he didn't know. Here's my closet and everything in it. But according to the defense, Liggett's affidavit makes it sound like Allen confessed to wearing Bridge Guy's outfit. That's a hell of a leap from I own several jackets and don't remember which one I had on 5 years ago. And Liggett mentions that Allen's wife confirmed he owned a blue Carhartt. What Liggett allegedly left out, she said he'd purchased it. This is key because timeline is important here. A couple years ago, meaning around 2020. The murders, by the way, that happened in 2017. The Carhartt Allen owned in 2022 may not have even existed when Abby and Libby were killed. So let's put the pieces together. What the judge saw, multiple witnesses described a man in a blue jacket. Blair saw him on the bridge. Carbaugh saw him leaving, muddy and bloody in blue. 2 witnesses saw his car. Diagrams matched. Allen admitted wearing a blue Carhartt, a head covering. Conclusion, Allen is Bridge Guy. Sign the warrant. What the defense says the judge should have seen, Blair described a young man in his 20s with poofy hair. Allen was 44 with short hair. She rated her sketch 10 out of 10, and it looks nothing like Allen. Carbaugh originally said tan jacket, muddy only, not blue, not bloody. Blair told Liggett directly that she and Carbaugh saw different people. ISP publicly agreed. Blair's car description doesn't match Allen's vehicle. Wilson's doesn't either. Allen never said he wore a blue Carhartt that day, and the Carhartt his wife mentioned was purchased years after the murders. Would a judge have signed that warrant with all that information? The defense says no. And looking at what they've laid out, it's hard to argue that. Allen tried to challenge this. His attorneys filed for a Franks hearing. That's a proceeding where a defendant can attack a warrant affidavit's truthfulness. If you prove the affidavit contained deliberate or reckless falsehoods material to probable cause, the warrant gets thrown out. And according to the appeal, the trial court was willing to schedule that hearing when Allen was represented by one set of attorneys. When his original attorneys were reinstated, the court refused. And by the way, the court fired his first attorneys, which you really can't do, but they did anyhow. There's a lot of you can't do that in this case, but they did it anyway. So, that hearing to challenge these sort of things, surprise, it never happened. Allen never got to confront Liggett about those alleged misrepresentations, never got to show a judge the sketch. Blair rated 10 out of 10, never got to play Carbaugh's original interview where she said tan jacket, not blue. Constitutional protection should depend on which lawyer happens to be representing you, or shouldn't depend on which lawyer happens to be representing you that week. But apparently in Carroll County, they did. Here's what all of this comes down to. If Liggett made honest mistakes here, that's one conversation. I'm not here to say he did it on purpose. This is all allegations. But goddamn, pattern of behavior, one can draw their conclusions. Memory can be imperfect. Investigations are messy. People get things wrong. But the defense argues this doesn't look like honest mistakes. They're arguing this looks like a detective who decided Richard Allen was bridge guy and then built an affidavit to support that conclusion, leaving out everything that pointed the other way. Blair's full description, according to the defense, gone. Her sketch, not mentioned. The car descriptions that didn't match, glossed over. Carbaugh's original statement, allegedly altered. Blair saying the witness saw different people, omitted. The ISP press release agreeing, ignored. What the defense says you're left with is a carefully curated version of reality where all roads lead to Richard Allen. And a judge who signed a warrant based on a picture that was incomplete at best and, according to the defense, deliberately misleading at worst. Everything that happened to Richard Allen, the search, the seizure, the bullet match, the arrest, the 13 months in the hole, the psychosis, the confessions, the conviction, the 130-year sentence, all of it traces back to this warrant, this bullshit warrant that was gained on lies. Half-truths, cherry-picking pieces. I mean, this warrant, the piece of paper, the description that the investigators brought to the judge and said, here's why we think you should give us this warrant, might as well have been like one of those old-school ransom notes where you just take specific words out of magazines and newspapers and you use that to do the spelling. You know what I'm talking about? Like you see in movies. Just cherry pick certain words here and there, because that's about exactly what took place here. Everything out of context. The defense is arguing that warrants should never have been issued, that the search was unconstitutional, that every piece of evidence that flowed from it should be suppressed. And we can argue all of the evidence too. It's not like, oh, you found this, now it's pretty damning, because what they found was pretty much shit as well. And we're going to continue to go through that. We already made one super long video about this. It's about an hour, 20 minutes. It's in the feed. If you want to go through it, we go through the entire document, but we're going to break this down over the next many, many days on different sections. So there's a lot more to come here as we continue to break this down in an even greater way than just that long video. We're going to have like 10 hours of this thing broken down section by section and how ridiculous the whole damn thing is. And when you look at what Liggett allegedly told that judge versus what the witnesses actually said, it's hard to argue that they're wrong. Richard Allen may have been on the trails that day. He says he was. That was never in dispute. But being on the trails isn't a crime, and it sure as hell isn't probable cause to search a man's home 5.5 years later based on witness descriptions that allegedly don't match him, car descriptions that don't match his vehicle, and statements he never made. The question isn't whether Allen took a walk in February of 2017. The question is whether Detective Tony Liggett told the truth when he swore out that affidavit. and whether Richard Allen's entire life was destroyed because a judge signed a warrant based on a story that the defense says was not true. That's what the Indiana Court of Appeals now has to decide. Your thoughts in the comments section. I'd love to see them. I would love to hear them. YouTube is where you can do that. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there to weigh in. If you're listening to us on the podcast platforms, thank you. Thank you for being there. If you're on Apple Podcasts and you found this valuable, please, you'd like other people to hear about this, here's how you can do that. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That will signal to the algorithm gods that, hey, people like this. People are finding this useful and informational. And then it feeds it out to more people. So if you don't mind, if you got 3 seconds, leave us a quick review there on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly, greatly appreciate that. And so will the folks who find us, too. So if you find this valuable, please do that for us. We do greatly appreciate it. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. you only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.